We are beginning today's shir in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel. We are up to Sif Hei. It's the very end of page Kuf Mem Zayin, about to turn on to page 294. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Gam Shliat Tzibur Tzarech Lufsoa Sholosh Psios Kishemispala Balachash. The same way that a Yachid who is davening has to take three steps back at the end of the Shmona Esrei, says the Shulchan Aruch that a Shliat Tzibur, the Chazan, also has to take three steps back after his silent Shmona Esrei, ukeshiyachzor hatfilah bikolrom eino tzarech lachzor lifsoa shalosh psios. And then after the chazan finishes the repetition of Shmona Esrei, he does not need to take another three steps back. Says the Rama, im lo hispalo belachash rak bikolrom, if the chazan did not daven the silent Shmona Esrei, he only davened the chazaras hashatz, then poseo shalosh psios achar tfiloso shebikolrom. Then he would in fact take the three steps back after the tefillah that he said out loud. Says the Mishabura, beginning on 294 on the top line in Sifkaton Yudches, the Kol Ram Eino Tzarech. We said when the Chazan is repeating the Shmona Esrei the Kol Ram, he does not need to take three steps back. The Somech Al Apsio Shel Hakadosh Sha'achar Uvelatzion, because he is relying on the three steps that he will take back at the end of the Kaddish after Uvelatzion. Even though between the end of his Chazar Sashatz and the Kaddish after Uvel Etzion, he could be masik with Kriyas HaTorah on a Monday or Thursday or Rosh Chodesh and a Hallel or an Avinu Malkeinu, Kulu L'Seder HaTfilah Boim, they're all coming because of the order of Tfilah, and therefore they're not a Hefzik. The Kaddish Al-Achareyam Chozer Iker Al-Tfilah Shmona Esrei, and the Kaddish that comes after Uvel Etzion, the Iker is going back on the Shmona Esrei. Umikan diktiku ha'achronim, from here the achronim are medaktik, the ein la shliat tzibur ledaber beini ubeini b'sicha shelo menyanei tfila, that really the chazan, from the time he finishes his chazar sashatz until the end of Uvel Etzion, he should not be speaking anything that is not menyanei tfila, ki ha'kadosh chozer al ha'tfila, because the kadosh is going back on the tfila and we don't want to have any hefsek. If you look at note 23, it points out from Rechayim Kineski that also the Chazan should not be learning that time. He should be careful not to learn that time as well. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotin Yutes, we said in the Mechaber that after the Tefillah B'Koram, he does not have to take three steps back. The Imbolif Soa Gam Achar Tefillah Shmona Esrei Ein Lumchos B'Yado. However, says the Mishabura, if the Chazan wants to take three steps back, we would not protest against him. It certainly would be okay. The Rama told us that the din of the Mechaber is true when he davens a silent Shmona Esrei and then a Kol Ram Shmona Esrei. Then it's true that he takes three steps back after the silent Shmona Esrei and not after the one that he said out loud. However, the Rama comes and tells us that if he did not daven first the silent Shmona Esrei, he goes right to the Chazar Sashat, then he would in fact take the three steps back after the Kol Ram Shmona Esrei. Says the Mishabura in Sivkoton Chav Posea Shalosh Psios, he must take the three steps back right after the Chazar Sashatz, which is all he said, because at first he needs to take steps back to remove himself from the Tachanunim of himself that he's saying. So we see in this case also that when the Chazan did not daven the silent Shmona Esrei, he went straight to the Chazar Sashatz, then he would in fact have to say Elokai Netzur at the end of the Shmona Esrei out loud, and he would have to take three steps back. And then he needs to take another three steps back at the end of Kaddish. The same Shmona Esrei is really killing two birds with one stone, so the tzad that's coming mitzad his own tachanunim, he takes the three steps back right away. And then after Kaddish, he's taking the three steps back on that same tefillah that really represented the tzibur in their tefillah. Now, other cases in which it would be correct for the Chazan to take three steps back is brought down in note 24. So besides the case of the Ramo, where he's not davening a silent Shmona Esrei, he's only saying Chazar Shashatz, he takes three steps back. V'chein kishato b'tfilas halacha shalo b'dover shemachmoso olo lachzor l'hispalo. So too, if the Chazan in his silent Shmona Esrei made a mistake that is ma'akev the Shmona Esrei and requires him to daven again, shadin hu shiyotze yidei chova kishechozer ala tefillah b'chazar sashatz, in which case the din is that we will see later, he can be Yotzi Eschiyav with a second Shemoneh Esrei that he's saying out loud. So in that case, Kaswa Derech HaChayim V'Aktos HaShulchan She'olav V'Vsoa B'Siyim Chazar HaShatz. In that case also, since he's using the Chazar HaShatz to be Mekayim his Mitzvah Tefillah, in that case he also would have to take 3 steps back, just like the case of the Ramah, where he only davened the Chazar HaShatz. Continues note 24, he writes, and so too, if the Shliach Tzibur had missed the previous Tefillah, in which we learned that he can use the Chazar HaShatz as his Tashlumin. Again, he's using that Chazar HaShatz as his Chiyuv Tefillah of Tashlumin. He also would have to take 3 steps back. And the final example that they bring down in note 24 is, V'chein im la'achar Chazar HaShatz machlef oso shatz acher la'ashiru v'lotzion. In some shuls, if they have different Chiyuvim, so they switch the Chazin after Shmoneh Esrei, before Asher Yovelotzion, to a new Chazen. So in that case, the Aderes and the Ktos HaShulchan and the Kafachayim all write, Shashatz HaRishon Kevin Shul Yivsa V'Sov Kaddish Tiskabel, since he's not going to be the Baal Tfilo when it comes to the final Kaddish after Yovelotzion, Olav L'Sov B'Sov Chazar HaShatz, in that case, he would in fact have to take his steps back as well, right after the Chazar HaShatz. Vagonav Yoshev Hora Sheyivsa La'achar Achatzi Kaddish. Rav Yoshev says he should do that not after the Shmoneh Esrei, but rather after the Chatzi Kaddish that he says after Shmoneh Esrei. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Vav. Kishayachzor Shliach Tzibur Hatfilo Yomer Gamkein Hashem Svasai Tiftach. When the Chazan is saying Chazar Shashatz, he should begin with Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Says the Ramah, Aval Eino Omer B'Sof Hatfilo Yul Ratzon. However, the Ramah says, the Chazan in his repetition of Shmoneh Esrei does not say at the end, Yu l'ratzo nimrei fi. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Chav Aleph, Eino Omer, the Somech al Teskabel Tzoloson Shomer l'basof. He has no reason at the end of the Chazar HaShatz to say Yu l'ratzo, because that is covered with his Kaddish that he says at the end of the Kaddish Shalom, when he says Teskabel Tzoloson. But of course, as the notes point out, according to the Shita, if he won't be saying that Kaddish, if he's being removed by someone else, someone's taking over, and he will not be the Chazan at that point, so then of course he should say, Yul Ratzom. And so too, if he didn't daven the Tefillah B'Lachash, so some say also, but then he would say the Yul Ratzom after the Chazar HaShatz. However, says the Mishabura Viter, that even though the Ramah said the Chazan in general does not say the Yul Ratzon afterwards, Ubishlo Kosav Lomer Yul Ratzon. The Shlo says that the Chazan should say Yul Ratzon, the Kosav Agro V'Divri Hashlo Iker. And the Gra writes that the words of the Shlo are the Iker, so the Gra comes out as well that the Chazan, after the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, should say Yul Ratzon. If you look at note 26, he points out, Va'omro Balachash. And when the Chazan, in fact, does say Yul Ratzon, he should say it silently. So too writes the Kisser Shulchan Aruch. And he points out, just like Hashem Svasai Tiftach, we said earlier that it should be said silently. So according to this, when the Chazan is repeating Shmoneh Esrei, he says Hashem Svasai Tiftach quietly, and he says the Yul Ratzon at the end, Lefi the Shlo and the Gra, also quietly. And then note 26 tells us a chiddush. V'chein la'achar tfilas me'in sheva b'lel Shabbos. So too after the me'in sheva on Friday night, the Eish L'Avram writes, Shlishitos Elu, according to the Shitos of the Gra, and the Tzlach, Hashatz Tzarech Loma Yuloratzon, the Shliach Tzibur should be saying Yuloratzon there as well. Now let's begin Simen Kuf Chof Dalud on page 294. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, La'achar Shesimu HaTzibur Tfilosan, after the Tzibur finishes their silent Shmoneh Esrei, Yachzor Shliach Tzibur HaTfila. The Chazan repeats the Shmoneh Esrei. Shim Yesh Mi She'eno Yodea L'Hispalel. If there would be someone in Shul who does not know how to daven, Yechavein L'Mashu Omer. He could be Mechavein for what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. V'yotze Bo. And he could be Yotze Hischil of Tfila through listening to the Chazan. V'tzarech Oso She'yotze B'Tfila Shliach Tzibur L'Chavein L'Chol Mashu Omer Shliach Tzibur Me'Rosh V'Atzof. And the one who is being Yotze with the Tfila of the Shliach Tzibur needs to be Mechavein for that which the Chazan is saying from beginning to end. Ve'eino mafsik, ve'eino mesiach. He cannot have any hafsaka in the middle. He cannot have any speaking in the middle. He has to listen from beginning to end. Uposeya shalosh psios la'acharav ka'odom shemispala la'atzmo. And he should take 3 steps back at the end of the Chazar HaShatz, like as if he was davening by himself, this person who's being yotze with the Chazan. I'd like to look immediately at the Bir Halacha in number 2, the second Bir Halacha on the page, v'yotze bo. So the Bir Halacha points out, Omisha safik lo mispalo shachris b'Shabbos o musa b'chol hamoed. One who is mesupik if he daven shachris on Shabbos or Musaf and Chalmoy, Shekasavnu with Simon Kuv Zayin, the Eino Yochel Lachzer Lispalel, that we paskin earlier that he can't go back and daven again, Mitam the Ein Yochel Lachavin Zeb Nedava. He can't make the stipulation that if he doesn't need a tefillah, should be a Nedava, because there's no Nedava on Shabbos or Yontif. Mikomakom Yeshlo Takon of Leo Shliatzibur. But as we mentioned then, says the Be'alacha, he does have an Eitzah to get out of the suffix, and that is to daven Ezel Shliatzibur, and the Mele of a Chozer at tefillah Bishvila Takona, and he could be saying Chazar Shashas because of the Takona of Chazal, the Yotze Nami Misafik, and the Mele, since one could be Yotze with the Shliatzibur's repetition, so certainly the Chazan himself could be Yotze if he needs it, and that way he can get out of the suffix even on Shabbos and Yontif without getting involved in a Tfilas Nedava. Says the Mishabura in Sefkatan Aleph, She'eno Yodea, we said if there is a person in Shul who does not know how to daven, he can mechavin for the Shlatzibur is saying, Aval habaki eino yotze afilu b'dievet b'tfilas ha-shlatzibur. However, one who does know how to daven by himself, even the b'dievet, he cannot be yotze with the tefillah of the Shlatzibur. If you look at note number two, he points out that there is one exception to this that we learned earlier. Ulam imlo hispalel mariv, a person who missed mariv totally, v'kivin lotzei dechovas tashlumin bechazaras hashat shel shachros, and he has in mind to fulfill his obligation of tashlumin through listening to the chazaras hashat shel shachros. We learned earlier shebediavad yotzei dechova gamu mubaki lispalel ba'atzmo. In that case, but the Yevit, he could be Yotzei Yeschiv, even if he is a Bucky and he could daven himself. And the reason is, Shekevon, Shetfilas, Arvish, Rishus, Akiluba, since Arvish is a Rishus anyway, so they were more lenient. As opposed to the other Tfilas that you missed, you can never make up to Tashlumin by listening to Chazar Sashatz. Plafka at Shachas, if you missed Marav, since Marav is a Rishus, one could listen. But in general, the Mishabura tells us that a Bucky cannot be Yotzei, even with Yevit, with the Tfilah of the Shliatzibur. Continues the Mishabur in the second line, Vafilu b'she'enu baki enu yotze ki'im b'yesh asarav b'beis ha'knesses. And even that which the Mechaber says that one who's not a baki can be yotze with a chazan, that's only true if there is a minion in the b'beis ha'knesses. Says the Mishabura in Sefkaton Beis, the Mechaber said he should mechavin for that which the Shliatzibur is saying, v'tzarech shi'avim b'loshon ha'kodesh, and the one being Yotze has to understand Loshon HaKodesh, v'im lo kein lo mahani af she'shomea mishliatzibur kol teva, because if he does not understand Loshon HaKodesh as being said, it doesn't help even if he hears from the Shliatzibur every word of Chazar Shashatz. Aval ha'mespalel ba'asmo b'loshon ha'kodesh. However, a person who is davening by himself b'loshon ha'kodesh, afilu im eino mevin ha'loshon yotza, even if he does not understand the language that he is saying, he is yotzei. V'ayin le'el simen kuf alfa b'mishabura, de'al koponim birkas avos yire lohovin mashu omer. At the very least, we learned earlier that at least in the brach of avos, ideally in modem as well, a person should understand every word that he is saying. V'ayin le'el simen samabes b'mishabura sefkotan gimel. Says the Mishabura over here, Sifkotan Gimel Veino Mafsik. We said the one who's being Yotze with the Chazar Shashatz of the Chazan cannot, he has to listen to every word from beginning to end, and he can't be Mafsik. Hainu Afilu Im Shoma Me'achirim Besoch Koch Eizer Kedusha Oberchu. That means even if he hears during the Chazar Shashatz that he's listening to, he hears from somewhere else a Kedusha Oberchu, he should not answer. The Kol Shekein the Aser Lanos Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, and certainly during the Chazar Shashatz, he should not be answering Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, which would be a Hesek. Avol Amen al Kol Bracha Tzarach Lanos. However, the Amen to every bracha which he is hearing and being Yotzei with the Chazan that he needs to answer, like we'll see later in Sivav, who Shayach La Tefila, because that Amen is Shayach to the Tefila at hand. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sevbeis, Shliat Tzibur Shenichnas Lebeis Hakneses Umotza Tzibur Shespalu Balachash. A Shliat Tzibur who walks into Shul and he finds that the Tzibur already davened the silent Shmon Esrei, V'hu tzarech lamod lifnei ha-tevel out there, and he needs to go up and be the chazan immediately. Yore lifnei ha-tevel u'mispalel b'kol rom la-tzibur. He should go down in front of the teva, and he should daven out loud the chazar shashatz for the tefila. V'eino tzarech lachzor u'mispalel b'lachash. And he does not have to go back and daven the silent Shmon Esrei. So in this case, the chazan walks in, they need him to go up and be the chazan, as we'll see, and he didn't daven the silent Shmon Esrei yet, he could just daven the chazar shashatz, and he would not have to afterwards go back and daven the silent Shmon Esrei. Says the Ramah, v'chein im hushas adchak, so too if it is a pressing situation, kigon, for example, sheyorei sheyavor zman atfila, the tzibur is afraid that zman tfila is going to pass, yuchal espalel miyad b'kol rom, immediately the chazan can get up and start davening out loud. Va'atzibur mespalim imo mila b'mila b'lachash. And the tzibur will join him davening word by word with the chazan quietly ad la'achar akel hakadosh, until after the bracha, after kedusha of akel hakadosh. V'tov shiya echa v'chol hapocho sheyana omen achar hashliach tzibur. But it is good that there should be at least one person that should answer Amen after the brachos of the Shliach Tzibur. So the Mechaber told us that a Shliach Tzibur that comes into the Beis HaKnesses and finds that Tzibur had already davened and he didn't daven yet, he can go right up and he can daven Chazar Shashat, and then he won't need to daven the silent Shemon Esrei. If you look at the Bir Halacha and Divrei Maskil Shliach Tzibur Shenichnas, he says, Mistimas HaPoskim Mashma DeZeh HaDin Ayri Gam B'Shachris. From the fact that the Poskim are not Mechalik between Shachris and Mincha, it's Mashma that this din of the Mechaber is true even by Shachris, that if the Chazan walks in without having daven the silent Shemon Esrei and they're up the Chazar Shashat, he can go right up and be the Chazan. The Afal Gavda Ayideze Lo Yuchal Usmuch Achaka Ke'ula L'Tfila. Even though by doing that he's losing out on being Masmuch Ke'ula L'Tfila, Ein Lo Lochosh L'Zeh. He does not have to worry about it. The Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh, because all of Klal Yisrael is responsible for each other. Umutal Olav Lohotzion Yidei Chavosom B'Kedusha, and it's upon him to be motzi everyone in Kedusha. Ulekayim Takonas Chazal B'Chazar Shashat, and help him to mekayim the Takon of Chazal to have a repetition of Shmon Esrei. And even though we could push off this chiddush and say that we're talking specifically over here by shachris shashatz hispalel kvar imatzibur ad shmon esrei, that in fact the shliach tzibur who came in really was there before and he davened everything up to shmon esrei, so he already said birchas kriyas shma v'yotza b'intayim, and then he had to go out for a moment v'ad sheba kilu heimes tefilaso, and by the time he came back they already finished their tefila and then he came up to daven the chazar shashatz, in which case we're limiting the chiddush by shachris that he is being masmeh ke'ula tefila because he said the entire brachas kriyas shema. We could push off and say that. Aval imkein hoyolem lafarish. But if that was the case, then the achronim should have pointed this out to the Chavetz Chaim, and therefore the mashmos is in the fact that they don't point out that the case would be in such a scenario that it's mashma even if he hadn't davened shachris yet. He hadn't davened Birchas Kriyas Shema, he comes in and they need him to do Chazar Shashatz, he goes right up to the Omer and he davens, and he in fact loses out on his Masmeh Ke'ula Tefila in order to help the Tzibur fulfill their obligation of Kedusha and of Chazar Shashatz. Let's see the Mishabura in Sivkot and Dalud. We said the Shliach Tzibur comes into the shul and he finds the Tzibur that they daven Balachash, and now he needs to get up to be the Chazan. Why does he need to get up? Says the Mishabura in Sefkat and Dalad, Ein Bohem Echot Sheyuchal L'Espal L'Tnei Omud. They have no one else who is able to go in front of the Omud and be the Chazan. The Ilav Hochi, because if that was not the case, but there was someone else who could do it, certainly Ein Nochon Shehu Yispal L'Hem B'Kol Rom. It certainly would be inappropriate for him who did not yet daven to go up and do Chazar Shashat. Kevan Shelo Yispal L'Mit. Since he did not yet go and daven his silent Shmon Esrei by himself. If you look at note number 9 on the next page, he explains the reason why the Chazan should first daven the silent Shmon Esrei. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Shu Kidei Shetia Tfila Shkura Befiv. The reason is because we want the Chazar Shashatz to be smooth in his mouth, and therefore the Tfila that he says before silently is really practice for the Chazar Shashatz. And even though the Shulchan Aruch told us earlier, Sherakes Tfilos HaMu'adim Yesh L'Sadar Tchila, even though we said a person only really has to practice and prepare the Tfilah of the Yom Tovim, which come once in a while if he's going to be davening without a sitter, the Aruch HaShulchan explains that that's talking about a person who's davening b'yachidus. Aval Shatz HaMispalel B'Korom, the Shliach Tzibur is davening out loud in front of everyone, Kevin Sheyesh Lo Emosa De Tzibura, since he has the fear of the Tzibur over him, so the Chazan has to practice every time, and therefore if there's someone else who could daven, who already davened the silent Shmon Esrei, that's certainly better than the person who just came in and he goes up straight to daven for the Amud. In the rest of note number 9, he discusses a shayla that we brought up already a couple of times, and that is a person who normally davens one nusach, and he's in a shul being the chazan when they daven the other nusach. So avada publicly, when he's davening chazar shashatz, he davens the nusach of the shul, but what should he daven in his silent shmon esrei? So many poskim, including the Minchas Yitzchak, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Yoshev, Rav Ozner, they also say that in the tefilas lachash, he could daven the tefillah that he is used to, as long as that he'll know that he'll be able to do it correctly in the other nusach when he does chazar shashatz. From Moshe Feinstein and Negos, Moshe argues on this, and he says that since in the public Shemone Esrei he's davening nusach of the tzibur, so in the silent Shemone Esrei, which is the practice for the public Shemone Esrei, like we just mentioned, he would also do the nusach that of the shul that he will be doing in the chazar shashatz. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hey. We said ve'ein tzarech lachzor ulispal b'lachash. The chazan, after he comes in and does the chazar shashatz, he does not have to go back and daven silently. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the yotzah ba gam b'shvil atzmo, because this chazar shashatz also covered his own tefillah that he's required. The kevan de la'acher mumotzi, because since he's able to be motzi others with the Shemone Esrei la'atzmo lo kol shekein, for himself would it not certainly work? Says in the Mishnah Berurah, and don't worry the fact that he's being yotzei his chiyah tefillah by davening out loud. Maybe it makes it look like he lacks an amuna because you're not supposed to daven out loud, or he has an iser of being mashmiya kolu b'tefilaso. Because kevin da'ideat chak hu osakein. Because since lemaisa he's only doing it da'ideat chak, it has to be done. Therefore, we don't view it as those kind of problems. And in note number 11, he points out that so too a person who is an avelus, or a person who has yortzeit, who comes to shul a little bit late, and they're already close to chazar shashatz by mincha, and if he doesn't daven with this minyan, he won't be able to be the chazan. So Chaim Kineski says that there is place to be lenient, that he should be the shiat tzibur right away. So here's a practical scenario where this can come up. A person who has a chiyuv comes to shul a little late for mincha, and he missed the silent Shemone Esrei, he can go up, and we can be lenient that he can go straight up to do Chazar Shashatz without having daven first the silent Shemone Esrei. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the fourth wide line, Kasu Achronim, im ha-shliach tzibur hispalo kfar b'lachash, if the shliach tzibur already daven silently, v'nizdamin lo l'hispalo Chazar Shashatz b'shvil tzibur acher, and now the scenario presented himself that he needs to daven Chazar Shashatz for another tzibur, lo yispalo b'lachash pam shenis, he should not daven the silent Shemone Esrei a second time, since he already davened it by one minyan, he could be the chazan in the other minyan. Note 12 tells us an even bigger chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah told us earlier, and that is that even if he already was the shliach tzibur in the first minyan, so he davened silently and was a shliach tzibur, and now he comes to another minyan that needs him, he can go up again and daven for the amud, even in the second minyan, to help them be yotzei their chiyuv. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkat and Vav, the Ramah told us that if it's a shas atchak, like you're afraid you're going to miss zman tefila, you could daven with the chazan right away out loud, and the tzibur daven silently with him until they get through the bracha of Akel HaKadosh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ubelo shas atchak, however, if it's not a shas atchak, hiskimu harbe me'achonim shelo la'asoskein. Many achonim agree that one should not be knowing this way, that the chazan starts from the beginning, ki ikir ha'takona ha'isa, because the original ikir takona is, midino lehispalo mitchila balachash. That me'ikir adin, first the chazan should daven, and everyone should daven silently by themselves. The Achakal Bukoram, and only afterwards out loud. So in note 13, he discusses in detail the minog of doing a mincha katsara, a hecha kedusha, where many yeshivas they have a minog that the chazan, in fact, starts from Shemone Esrei, everyone answers kedusha, and then they start from the beginning. So if you look at note 13, he writes, V'lochein ba'usul mikomo sheba'ofen kavua ein hashatz mispalo tfilas lachash. Therefore, in those places that they do it in a kavuadik way, that the chazan does not daven first the silent Shemone Esrei, so the shalos and shuvas melam the whole right shem osim shloka hogan, and they're doing the wrong thing. Shelo yitochin shebishvil zman buat yevatlu minagav oseinu minakol akilos lespalo tchila belachash. They shouldn't be because of saving a little time that they should daven against the way the minag of our fathers and the minag of all Klal Yisrael. However, it continues note 13 and is melam itzchus ukelim itzchus al makomo shenogim lespalo behem velo v'chazar sashatz. And to be melamed tzchus on those who do a mincha katsara without a full chazar sashatz, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky explains, she'ikir chazar sashatz nitkino lobatei knesses, shehoyu mizdamnin bohem anoshim shelo yodu lehispalel ba'atzman. The ikir takana of chazar sashatz was in shuls, where people were there and they sometimes did not know how to daven themselves. Velo lomokum shekol atzibur yodim lehispalel ba'atzman. And not in a place like a yeshiva where everyone is trained and everyone knows how to daven. And therefore, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's not going against the takana for a yeshiva to daven a hecha kedusha. V'hosef, and he adds on, shafilu b'mekomo sheyodu lehispalel ba'atzman. atzman, even in a place where they know how to daven themselves, like a yeshiva, mikomakom betfila shachris, hispalu tchila belachash v'achagach omer chazar shashatz. The minhag is that by shachris, they don't do the hecha kedusha, but rather everyone daven silently, and therefore we have a chazar shashatz, even in those places, kidei sheyuchu lismo kulu letfila, like we start in the bi'alacha, in order that the chazan can be some kulu letfila. V'rak betfilas mincha, Hoyu shekilu la'atzman l'spalu lo chazar shashatz. This kulu that they took upon themselves was dako by tefilas mincha. But then the note brings down that b'yimei Chanukah, Rav Aaron Cutler says, she'af ha'regilim l'spalu mincha lo chazar shashatz, even in yeshivas, where they daven ahecha kedusha, al koponim b'yomim elu lo yispalu kein. During the days of Chanukah, they should not do the smaller shmona esrei without chazar shashatz, kedei lomer al nisim b'tzibur, so that they can actually say, Al Nisim Betzibur, and it could be Pirsume Nisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Zayin. They're afraid she yavur this man. Pirish. Shelo yuchal ligmura shelal tzibur kol shmona esrei brachos tov zman atfila. What are they afraid of? They're afraid that if they're going to daven first the silent shmona esrei, and then the chazan is going to repeat the shmona esrei, maybe the chazan will not finish all 18 brachos before tov zman atfila. Bein b'shachris sheyichla zman da'ar b'shos. Whether it's by shachris, where they're possibly going to miss the 4 hours, the shuv ein lo schar tefila b'zmano, in which case they no longer would have schar tefila b'zmano. Ubein b'mincha diaver zmano lagamri, or whether it's a mincha that is getting close to shkia and they're going to miss the zman totally. Kein mashma mepri begadim v'ayin b'ralacha. So first we'll look at note 14. Note 14 he writes, if this man is really, really pressing, there's really no time, and if you're going to say Ashrei and Chatzi Kaddish, you're going to miss out, then you should just start, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, without Ashrei, without Chatzi Kaddish, right away you should go to Shmur Esrei in order to catch Tefillah B'zmano. In the Bir Halacha over here, in the Ramaskel, she avers man Tefillah, the Chavetz Chaim says that in his humble opinion, it's not so pashit. He understands mincha, where you're going to miss the zman totally. It's getting close to shkia, but by shachris, even though it's getting close to the 4th hour, l'maisa, mikra din, you really have till chatzos tadavin. So it's not so pashit, says the Chavetz Chaim, that you would give up on the regular takana of chazar shashatz being motzi, those who can't daven, just to catch the ikur tefillah b'zman. He says it's not so pashit to say that. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ches. We said in the Ramah that if it's a shasat chak that you're afraid you're going to miss man tefillah, you could daven b'koram, and the tzibur davens with him mila b'mila. Then ein ashad d'chukol kol kach, if they're not so pressed for time, lo yaschilu hatzibur rak la'achar she'omer hashatz akel kadosh. Then the tzibur should not join in until after the chazan says up until akel kadosh, which is our mincha minhag when we do a mincha kitzara. If you look at note 15, he points out the afsha yedei kach b'minyan mitzumsum ein tisha anoshem shemespalem imo mitchilas atfila. But if you do this mahalach, then when the chazan starts off, he's starting off by himself, and then the rest of the tzibur, when they start, they're starting themselves, and there's only one in the beginning, and if they have only exactly a minyan, then you only have 9 later. So there's no minyan really starting the Shmoneh Esrei together. So Chaim Kanievsky says, Shekeven sheyotzim al yado yidei chavaso, since the tzibur is being yotzi derchiv through the shilat tzibur, mistaber shenachsheves tfilo betzibur gam lashatz ul tzibur sheimo. So it's logical that it would be considered tfilo betzibur for both the chazan and the tzibur, because they're doing it in order to be yotzi derchiv of kedusha, and therefore he says that would be okay, even though seemingly everyone is davening in that case without a minyan. In Sifkaton Test, the Ramah had told us that they should say silently with the Chazan until Hakel HaKadosh. Dahainu gam nusach habracha l'dor v'dor ad Hakel HaKadosh. That means all the way through the end of Kedusha, the nusach of the bracha l'dor v'dor, which the Chazan says, through Hakel HaKadosh, yomrei mashatz mila b'mila, they should say with the Chazan, word for word. And the Ramah then said that it's best that you have at least one person that's answering Amen. Says the Mishnah Berurah on the last line on 294, V'tov, Hainu b'shein ha'shad d'chukah kol kach. This is only if it's not so pressed for time, they should have one person waiting at least to answer Amen. Rak shireim shema yavur hazman. It's not a vada. They're just concerned that maybe this man is going to pass, but it's not so for sure that it's going to happen. They should have one person waiting around to answer Amen, and they shouldn't all begin the Shmoneh Esrei with a chazan. But continues the Mishnah Berurah on page Kuf Mem Ches, Aval im ha'shad d'chukah b'yosher, but if they're extremely pressed for time, Dai b'mesha tinokos yanu Amen. Then it's enough that even the little children are answering Amen. O yazminu le'echot shekfar espalosh yanu Amen. Or they should try to get some someone into the shul that daven, they're ready to answer amen. In efsher lehem bekalus, if it is easy for them to be able to do that. The imlav ain lahakpid al zeh klal. But if there's no eitzah, there's no kids, they can't get someone else into the shul, they're very pressed for time, then they could just go ahead and daven without anyone answering amen to the chazan. V'lodami l'mashakosu b'sifdalad, and this is not similar to that which we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem in the next shir in Sifdalad, in ein tishim mechavim l'birchas hashatz, that the mechaber tells us that there aren't nine people listening and in mechavim for the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei who karav l'brachos l'vatala, then it's very close for the chazan saying brachos l'vatala each bracha. Kashani hosim shekfar espal pam achas belachash, because that case in Sifdalad is different. That's where the chazan already davened silently. He was yotze his chiyot filah, and now he's repeating Shemoneh Esrei. So if no one's going to answer amen, you're not going to have nine people. That's close to being a brach levatolo. He's only doing it for the takan of chazal, and that takan of chazal is that you should have nine people answering amen. Which is not the case in our discussion over here in Sif Beis in the Ramah. We're talking about where the Chazan did not daven the silence for Nesrei. So this is his tefillah. So it's nice to have people answering Amen, but even if no one's answering Amen, it wouldn't be close to being a Brach Levatala, because Lemaisa, he's being Yotze, his Chiyuv of Shmoneh Esrei. We'll stop here and we'll continue with the next year in Mirtza Hashem in Siv Gimel.